You know, as we start building our own character, we feel better about ourselves. And when we feel better about ourselves, we have more self-respect. And we truly have to have self-respect before we can respect others, right? Well, here's something from Jackie Robinson. I'm not concerned with your liking or disliking me. All I ask is that you respect me as a human being. Now, you know, they always say much more is caught than taught whenever we think about our children and how we treat others. Our kids are watching us, right? And ultimately, it's important that we learn to respect others, because when we respect others, they respect us and we respect our others. So here we are, basic training on respect, again out of my book called Walk the Talk. Number one, you want to recognize the inherent worth of all human beings. You want to eliminate derogatory words and phrases from your vocabulary. You want to speak with people, not at them or about them. You want to practice empathy. You know, walk a while in somebody else's shoes, right? You want to earn respect from others through respect-worthy behaviors. You want to consider others' feelings before speaking and acting. And you want to treat everyone with dignity and courtesy. And, you know, I teach on communication styles, and some styles have a little harder time with this. They're really direct. They say just what they're thinking, and a lot of times they hurt feelings, while others won't say what they're thinking, and they hold all those feelings in. Neither one is perfect, right? But I want you to think today about respecting yourself and respecting others and how that makes you feel good about yourself. This is Connie with Connie's Clever Concepts, and I want you to ignite your self-confidence.